Laurie Strode struggles to come to terms with her brother Michael's deadly return to Haddonfield, Illinois. Meanwhile, Michael prepares for another reunion with his sister. I'm just going to say this right now. I hate this movie.
Awful.
I hate everything about this movie. There's a few things I like, but for the most part, I don't like it. The main gripe I have with this is Michael is unmasked through most of this movie,
and
he looks like Rob Zombie.
And I liked that part of it.
You did?
Yes.
The mystery's totally gone.
I liked Drifter living off of the woods, Michael Myers. It made him creepier. It made him human.
I don't want him to be human, though.
Nah, that
that's really what Michael Myers isn't, and he looks just like Rob Zombie, and that drove me nuts.
This is the thing between Halloween and Friday the 13th. Why I like Friday better is because they don't take themselves seriously after the first couple.
No.
They know it's camp.
And Halloween always does.
Halloween is 300% serious the entire time. The way that Zombie made Michael, the grifter, eating, you know, animals and offing farmers, it creeped me out more than just this guy that's just hell-bent on getting his family.
The thing with this one, too, is I get very confused at the beginning. The amount of blood that shoots onto her at the end of the movie,
yeah,
the first one, they do not explain how he's alive at all.
No, huh?
And they have definitely not done the he's supernatural yet.
Huh.
And I mean, they're not really going to because they only did these two movies. But
right.
I mean, his mask is broken. So it's almost like she shot part of his face. But yeah, like yeah. With that gun and that close.
Yeah.
Dude doesn't have a face anymore.
No, it's gone.
I really hate that they don't even explain it.
He's got a sweet beard, though.
Dude can grow a beard. I'll give you that. And again, we're not going to go over the whole movie. But Michael's body gets taken by these two disgusting coroners. Again, everybody's disgusting in these movies.
An awful person.
One of the guys is Unser from Sons of Anarchy. Mm-hmm. Actually, he kills two people from Sons of Anarchy in this movie.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
So Unser's there, and he's disgusting in this, too. And then the other guy, what I'd never seen until this movie, didn't even remember that I had seen him in this. He plays in Rob Zombie's all of his other movies after this. Mm-hmm. He's in all of them. Mainly, he's like the creepiest evil clown. And what is that? Is it 31?
Yeah. I haven't seen that one, but it's
not bad. They're driving with Michael's body, and they're talking about basically having sex with dead people.
Yeah.
And the one guy was talking about how hot Linda's body was, and they say more disgusting stuff I'm not going to say.
It's bad.
It's real gross.
The movie kicks off immediately with that stuff, the necrophilia, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And then also Lori's hospital visit, getting stitched up with, she doesn't have any fingers.
Oh, yeah. She's getting fixed up.
So within the first 5 minutes, blood everywhere, totally vulgar. Even worse than the first one.
Wait, if you can believe it, it is worse than the first one.
Over the top.
And then the guys hit a cow and it explodes.
Cow.
Cow explodes.
Cow.
And they fall over. And then the one just says the F word 5 billion times.
For no reason.
And you hear banging in the back of the truck. So you know that's old Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
He's waking up. He's getting out of there. And then he goes, and this is disgusting. If you like gore, this part's for you.
Man,
the dude's got blood coming out of his face anyway.
It's
just wet. Gross blood. Michael goes and takes something. I'm not even sure what it was. Broken glass.
It was a big
mirror?
Piece of broken glass.
Yeah. So he takes that and just starts sawing this guy's throat, like to cut his head off.
It
is the gristliest, disgusting sound of cutting.
It's bad.
I mean, I kind of wanted to steal it for sound effects and something, but I'm like, I'm never going to make something that gross.
It's bad.
It's pretty disgusting. And he cuts the dude's head off. And then he just starts walking away. He sees a ghost version of his mother and a horse. And the little kid version of him too, right?
Yep.
Which, by the way, little Michael Myers has been recast in this one. And that is my very first note, is recast little Mike is the worst.
Way less creepy.
He doesn't look anything like the kid. The reason they couldn't use him is they filmed parts with him, mm-hmm. and he had aged too much, and it didn't make sense anymore.
Sure.
So then we go to the hospital, and it's sort of a fast-forwarded version of Halloween 2.
It's pretty much Halloween
Which 2. Rob Zombie says was an accident. He hadn't rewatched Halloween 2.
He knew.
That can't be true.
She's limping down a hallway.
This is exactly Halloween 2, just in fast-forward.
Yeah, legitimately, it is.
A nurse gets brutally stabbed like crazy.
Yep.
What I don't like about that part is that Michael's grunting the whole time.
Yeah, he makes noise.
And I don't like him making noise.
Yeah.
We see him too much, and he's making noise a lot, actually. And at first I'm like, well, this part's okay because you find out it's Lori's dream.
Yeah.
This part didn't happen. The part in the beginning with the gross necrophilia corners.
Cow.
And the cow, that was real.
Yep.
But then once you get to the hospital with Lori, that stuff wasn't real. It was all a dream
because like
Michael catches her. But I will say that part's scary. That whole scene is
scary.
It's really good.
The security guard out in the rain with the car, super scary.
Yeah.
I didn't like that it was a dream.
No, I didn't either. I didn't like it. And then we meet horrible Lori. New Lori Strode is
not great.
She's going through trauma. She's going through being attacked in the first one.
Scout
friends
does
being
an
murdered.
Amazing job.
She does. But
she gets over
it
the...
It just doesn't make sense.
The whole trauma of it. She gets that over pretty well.
Yeah.
Why she has a butterfly tramp stamp, I'll never know.
That's the part that bothers you
the
most.
That's the part that bothers me.
So you see her room. She's now living with Sheriff Bracken and Annie.
Yep.
And her room is just full of like a giant Charles Manson poster on her wall.
Alice Cooper.
It's totally Rob Zombie's house.
Yeah,
I guarantee this is how Rob Zombie lived when he was a kid.
This is 100% Rob Zombie.
Every character is Rob Zombie in some way in this movie, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And Lori's just attitude overall in this movie drives me absolutely insane. She's a jerk to every single person.
She really gives it to Annie.
Oh, my
For
God.
No reason.
Why? There's no reason. They took her in.
Yeah.
But she does say... She meets with a therapist who's played by Lois Lane, Margot Kidder. She does say that every time she sees Annie, like, she feels bad the way she treats her, but it reminds her of what happened.
Yeah.
Which I understand that. That makes sense.
The trauma part of this movie is really...
And that's what they want to do. They wanted to show that side.
I don't want to say it's well done because I guess I don't really know, but it really hit home. I was like, wow, that's awful. Like,
it's something you don't see in horror movies is
for sure.
The aftermath of people dying.
Yeah.
Even in like Nightmare on Elm Street, they go to the funeral of their classmates and then they're fine.
Yeah, right.
There's no like nobody sitting down and crying. I mean, it's horrible.
Yeah.
But so that's Lori throughout the whole movie. She's screaming and mad at the world and looks super grungy and gross.
Yep.
Lori is now not the sweet girl. She's disgusting. and then you meet up with Loomis, who's now a fame seeker. He's written a book and he's got another one on the way all about what happened.
He wears sweet sunglasses.
He's like Mr. Hollywood trying to get fame. It just, oh God, it drives me crazy. And I have a note in here. Everyone is the worst kind of cynical person.
Oh yeah.
Like everybody has this dark, gloomy look on the world.
Yep.
It makes me so sad. And then Loomis's new book that he has out reveals that Lori is Michael's sister.
Yep.
And she doesn't even know that. No one has told her that. Loomis or Sheriff Brackett, it's revealed actually in the first movie that he hid this from everybody.
Yeah.
The only people that knew were obviously Lori's new parents, the Strodes, which we didn't even mention that in the last Halloween one. I liked their death, actually. I was sad because I liked the parents. I thought they were nice.
I don't remember what happened.
But talking on
the house, yeah.
The steps, and then like he just bursts in and kills the dad.
Yeah.
And then he just like snaps the mom's neck in like the most brutal way.
Weird, yeah.
Then you find out that, you know, when her real mom, Sherry Moon, killed herself, Sheriff Brackett was the first person there, saw the baby in blood, kind of like Dexter, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
And he takes her and hides her away with the parents.
Drops her off at a hospital a couple towns away.
And this is all revealed. All of it will be revealed to Lori in this new one because of Loomis's book. And it's just... I hate everything in this movie.
Full on Hollywood Loomis, baby.
I like Annie in this one. She's a little darker, a little depressed, though, which the energy that she had in the first movie is pretty much gone. But she's putting up with dad, who's ridiculous. He's just a ridiculous dad. And Lori, who's the worst.
They're all vegans or whatever, too.
Yeah, and
the girls are.
Lori's bathroom, too, is disgusting.
Yep.
There's writing all over it, and it's just,
Yep.
Michael, then we meet up with Michael again, and he's living in the woods, and he meets these backwoods people. One of them played by Mark Boone Jr., who is Bobby in Sons of Anarchy.
Uh-huh.
And
unmistakable face on that guy.
No, he's the fatter guy with the beard and
you,
the longer hair.
You know who that guy is.
He sort of looks like Hurley from Lost.
Yeah, I see him and I'm beard. Like, oh, I know who that guy is.
Yep, he's in everything. He's in Batman Begins.
He
doesn't make it. He dies.
Mm-hmm.
He dies brutally. So does this other guy that's there. And then... He kills the girl too, right?
Yeah, the girl's really nice to him because
the
farmers came out and said, you're not supposed to be on this land anymore.
Yeah.
I told you that. And then they beat him down and the girl's like, she runs up to him like, I'm so sorry. shows back in the truck, and he gets up and puts the mask on.
Yeah.
And goes and offs those two dudes.
And the mask is in worse shape than it was before.
Yep.
It's starting to get brittle and fall apart. Aww. And I don't remember why Michael decides to go back to Haddonfield. Do they say?
Oh, no. His mom.
Oh, his mom.
Ghost mom. That's,
yeah.
That's what it is. Ghost mom. Ghost mom shows up.
Yeah.
Or it's time to go get Boo. Or
oh, yeah. He's got to go get Boo to bring her back to the family.
We got
to
make our family whole again with this weird white horse that doesn't make any sense.
Kurt, I hate this, and I'm sorry that we ever did this.
This is all your fault, dude.
I know it is.
I suffered for legitimate weeks doing this.
I watched all of these in a week, by the way, every one of these movies. And by the time I got to this one, it was so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Michael and Lori kind of have a link in this one, too, like a mental link.
Yeah.
Very similar to Jamie and Michael in Halloween 5. See, that's the thing. Rob Zombie keeps saying he's doing his own thing in these movies, but it still copies all of the other movies.
It really does.
And that's what, when you watch the new one, you're going to see it. It's a very similar.
Watching it tonight, baby.
So Michael goes to the strip club, kills everybody there.
The rabbit in red.
Yeah, and the owner is
advertised as home of the mother of Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Awful.
So of course he's going to go and destroy
awful
them.
Stuff.
The stripper goes and he's like killing her, but then she's like goes to grab his face and rips off a chunk of his mask.
Uh-huh.
So half of his face is showing from here on out.
Yep.
I hate that.
Dude, he chokeslammed that dude in the parking lot.
Yeah.
And stomped his skull in.
Oh yeah, until it's mushy and gross.
It was this movie
looks like
is
cranberry sauce.
So violent.
Yeah.
Like violent to the point of that shouldn't be that violent.
Lori has new friends in this one that are they rival Halloween 5 annoyance for me.
They work at the hippie shop. I don't even know what it's called.
Yeah. I don't know what that is either. Is it a record store?
It must be.
Something. I don't know. It's dumb.
I like the one.
The blonde one?
Nope. The other one.
The goth one?
Yeah. I like her. Dresses up as Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Oh, yeah. She does.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just, again, obnoxious and stupid, and I hate them.
You know they're getting offed.
And Lori's just as bad as they are in this one, and that makes me sad.
Yeah,
because it's supposed to be Laurie Strode, and it just
turns out it's Rob Zombie's fantasy.
And she freaks out when she sees Loomis's book and finds out that she's Angel Myers.
As you do,
yeah, you would freak out. And you would probably react similarly to her.
She freaks out, and then she's like, "Let's go party."
Yeah,
like, shut up, Laurie. What are you doing?
And she has full on like panic attack in there.
Out of control.
I don't like the one scene I kind of liked a little is Loomis is at a book signing and Linda's
dad shows up
and like threatens him.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that seems like that probably would really happen.
It was pretty tense right there.
Yeah. And then there's a cameo later when he's on a talk show and they bring it. Chris Hardwick's the host,
yep.
Which is funny because he wasn't hosting stuff at that moment. Yeah, he was in, Chris Hardwick was in House of Thousand Corpses, so he's friends with Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie has foresight.
And now he hosts everything.
Mm-hmm.
Weird Al's also in it, but they're basically making fun of Loomis for making money off of people's deaths.
Yeah.
Which everybody kind of references that.
Weird Al gives it to him pretty good.
So after like all this kind of happens with Loomis, and somehow he hooks up with the sheriff.
Yep.
Like, you know, he would.
Well, the dude brings in a gun, so he has to give a statement.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. And the sheriff isn't real thrilled with him at that point either.
Right.
The sheriff finds out that Lori is about to find out the truth.
Uh-huh.
And he's very upset about that because he feels like maybe he should have told her.
Yeah.
Which he would. He's kind of her guardian, and I still like him in this one. She finds out, has a complete mental breakdown, goes crazy on Annie.
Yep.
And has some choice words for the dad too,
yep.
Which she doesn't actually see him again, I don't think, until the very, very end of the movie.
Right.
And Lori goes to this crazy party with her friends.
Rob Zombie concert.
Yeah, basically it's a Rob Zombie concert. And her friend that's dressed like the dude from Rocky Horror Picture Show,
uh-huh.
Frankenfooter.
Yeah.
She starts to get ready to hook up with a werewolf. And I actually like the werewolf.
Gonna play some checkers with
a werewolf. He makes me laugh.
He's pretty funny.
Before they're about to do anything, he's like, I gotta pee.
Takes her back to his van.
Yeah.
Shaggin' wagon.
Things are about to happen. Fun. He's like, I gotta go pee. So he leaves. And of course, what has happened when he goes to go pee? Gets slammed against a tree.
Yep.
Gets completely brutalized. And then she does shortly thereafter.
Yep.
And Lori then has a, she freaks out in the party, I believe, doesn't she?
She sees...
She thinks she sees Michael?
She sees her mom, doesn't
she? Is that
she?
What it is?
Pretty sure.
Yeah, she has like a weird hallucination of the mom
and
Michael, and she's like dead on a table or something
like
that.
Yeah,
it's weird. And then, so they decide to leave and go back to the house. Before they go to the house, though, Michael's been to the house, and he terrorizes Annie, which I hate.
Yep.
It's very confusing. Annie's death is very confusing.
It's real weird.
Before that, there's a cop sent there to protect her, which you know is not going to happen. And she's a total B to that guy. And it's so funny.
It's real good.
That's my favorite part of this movie.
It's real good.
And she goes back in the house. Cop gets killed. Then Michael's in there with her right when she's going to take a shower.
Yeah.
And you don't exactly see exactly what happens to her right then.
Yeah.
But then you see flashbacks of it when Lori is coming to the house before she gets up there.
Yep.
Because they see the house is destroyed. And then there's this really weird scene, and I don't know what happens afterwards, but you know, when he's attacking Annie, she's got like a robe on, and then while Michael's attacking her, he sees little Michael and the mom, his mom, as like this ghost figure, and she says something like, "Now have fun," or something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he does some rape things to her or not.
In the beginning.
But when Lori finds her, she's completely naked and covered in blood in the bathroom floor.
Can we talk about the amount of blood all over this place?
So much blood. Like all the blood.
Like four bodies worth of blood.
Just on Annie. I'm like, what is happening?
Walls are covered.
It's her death is as confusing to me as Michael's death at the end of Halloween 6.
Okay, sure.
I'm like, because I don't know what's going on. I can't figure out what's happening here.
There's less goo.
Lori feels really bad for the... It's true. Lori feels really bad about treating Annie horrible, but it doesn't matter because Annie's about to die.
Yeah, she apologizes and all that stuff.
Yeah, she dies and then...
dies in Lori's arms.
I will say, the one thing I do like about their house, the Brackett house, is that it looks like the Texas Chainsaw Massacre from the original movie. It
really does.
It looks like that house exactly, so I don't know if they redid it on purpose, but it looks just like it. So then Michael takes Lori... I don't know if he knocks her out or what the deal is, but...
No, they chase. Lori sees his mom. Guards... Okay, yep, so we're going through all that. And then she runs.
Uh-huh.
And he chases her.
Yep.
He must slash her leg or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
She gets in a car. Okay. And Mikey flips the car.
I don't even remember that.
You don't remember that?
I don't remember that happening at all.
She flags somebody down. And she's like, he's coming to get me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do remember
and
that.
He gets out, takes her, and he's like, we're going to take you to a hospital. And then Michael... Yeah,
kills that guy, right?
Yeah, he busts through the... Yep. And then
he flips the car.
With his bare hands, Braun Strowman flips a car.
Yeah, he does. And then he takes Lori to this barn.
Like a shack.
Yeah. And where the thing is, he's been living there.
It's a bit north of the Brackett house.
Yeah, and then things get really confusing here.
Yeah.
And this is where the director's cut changes from the original. I don't remember the original. I've only seen the theater. And by the way, when I saw this movie in the theater, I wanted to leave halfway through.
Yeah.
But I don't do that. I finish a movie when I start it.
I saw this movie in my bedroom and I wanted to leave halfway through.
It's so bad. So at this point, they're in this barn and Lori's being held fictionally in her head by little kid Michael, she now sees.
And how does this make sense?
She sees little kid Michael. It's the link between a
Mike. She sees little Mikey.
Yeah.
And her mom.
Yes.
Little Mikey is holding her down.
And she's saying, she's calling her angel the whole time.
Yeah.
And then you see, like, I think Loomis goes in because the police and everybody track him down.
Oh, yeah. All the cops are like, oh, yeah, we know.
They
exactly
find
him.
They swore there's helicopters and everything.
It's a whole shebang.
And I think
Loomis sees it on the news.
Yeah.
From his hotel room because he's Hollywood.
Yeah.
He sees.
He feels bad now from all the carnage he's caused.
The update. He's like, oh man, I
did this essentially.
So he goes down there and he's like, yo man, I'm going to go in there and I'm going to draw him out because the snipers don't have a shot on him.
Uh huh.
And Sheriff goes, don't do it, dude. Just get out of here.
He's like, forget you. I'm doing it.
He pops him in the mouth.
A very original Loomis move to just burst in. And he sees Lori acting like she's being restrained by somebody, but she's not. He's like, what is happening here?
Right.
And
the audience was like, what is happening here?
Yeah, everybody. We've been saying it for like three movies. And Loomis just gets speared outside of the
the
barn by Michael.
Completely destroyed.
Michael doesn't have a mask at this point.
I love it.
I hate it. I hate Michael not having a mask.
He looks cool.
He doesn't.
He looks like my created wrestler on the wrestling game.
He grabs Loomis, and then Michael speaks. And this is so dumb.
It's not dumb. It's awesome.
He screams "die" in Loomis's face, and then
stabs him. I like that.
Michael's finally going to talk, and what does he say? "Die."
Well,
so lazy and stupid.
Mr. Burns got shot by Maggie Simpson.
How dare you?
Come on.
Say something the Simpsons did was wrong. If we're not talking about a poo. We're not going to bring that up. So Loomis is now dead. Michael has killed him. And then Michael just gets shot to hell.
Oh, man, he gets lit.
Very reminiscent of Halloween 4.
Yep.
At the end of Halloween 4. And then Laurie comes out and everybody's like, hold your fire. Laurie comes out in like a trance, which we've seen many times. And she grabs Michael's knife, right?
Yep.
And then
she raises the knife above her head, and then it slow-mo weird cuts, and she gets shot.
Yeah, she gets shot. And then they start playing this, I really liked it, the cover of Love Hurts. It's like a really soft, melodic version.
Yep.
And you see Michael dead, you see Loomis dead, and presumably you see Laurie dead too.
Yep.
And my note is, it ends with Laurie, Michael, and Loomis dead. I wish I was with them. And then it gets very confusing. No, of course it doesn't end there. These movies never end where they should.
Nope.
You see Laurie in a hospital, like a crazy room, like a hallway.
It's almost a padded white room, but...
No, it's not. It's just white. I checked.
Yeah.
And you see White Horse and the mom coming towards her, and she just smiles. Very reminiscent of the end of Psycho. Norman Bates is the exact same thing.
Yeah.
And I listened to an interview with Rob Zombie, and he said his intention was that was the last moment, that was the last thing she saw before she died.
Okay.
Was that she was back with her mom. But why would she want to be? Like, oh, it's so dumb. And it's so confusing. No one really knows what happens. It's even more ambiguous in the theatrical cut.
Okay.
Which I don't really remember exactly what happens, but I know it's like, what? What?
Yeah, it's a very...
What?
Dirty.
I said what so many times watching this movie specifically.
It's a really dumb open book ending.
It's terrible. And in the theatrical one, they left it open because they were going to make a third one. In fact, they started making a third one.
Yeah, Halloween 3D.
Yeah, because then 3D took over. And it was, I think she was going to be in college.
No, she was going to be in the mental...
Is that what it was? Okay.
Yeah. Mikey was going to stalk her through the mental hospital.
So it's going to be like Halloween 2.
They already did Halloween 2.
Okay.
In this one.
Well, I'm done. I can't talk about this movie anymore. And I don't know if you've noticed, as we've been recording these, I get stuffed up every single time we talk. I think I'm allergic to Halloween now.
I hate you for making me do this.
I mean, and we're not done. We have one more because just now this year, to mark the 40th anniversary, they made Halloween. And they titled it Halloween. It is the third movie called Halloween. How is it? Well, we'll talk about that soon.